All right. One reason why a lot of you guys think school is boring is we go, here's one essay or one book, and we all read and do the same thing. Even in leadership class, when we learn about nutrition, I told you the answer to everything with nutrition is it depends, right? I'm a softball player in season who's just trying to stay healthy. Well, your nutrition goals and practices are going to be different than a football player out of season trying to put on weight. Your sleep, the week of daylight savings time, when you're stressed out and it's the second week of spring sports, going to be different than sleep in the summertime when you don't have school. So here's what I did for you guys. I can't go around and have 75 conversations with 75 students in leadership and say, this is what you could do. Here's something that would help. Well, one, because I don't know enough. And two, I don't have enough time to do that. Like, how would we ever do that? Until now. So thank you, gentlemen in the back, for testing this. You forgot about this, didn't you? Yep. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to log in here. This is a test. And all the people that are afraid to use technology, whether it's make an AI chatbot for their students or make their own podcast, they just don't want to look stupid or it might not work. So let's think of everything we do like a science experiment. No scientist would say, I'm not going to do an experiment because it might fail. They'd say, good, then I know how not to do it next time. So I'm not here to tell you this is going to be perfect, amazing, and awesome. I'm here to tell you it's an experiment. So when you open the link here, you put in your name. It already has a space code. That just means like it connects you to my thing that I made. This program is called School AI. This is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. What I did is I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to use AI, kind of like you might go to ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot. And I told it, I want you to know this, 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 and this, and serve as a consultant for athletes and give them advice on things like nutrition, fitness, mindset, and sleep. So that I don't just say, okay, here's what you should all do with your sleep. Here's what you should all do with your nutrition. And one of our assignments earlier this year was to write your own nutrition plan. And I said, hey, you guys could use AI to do that. And some of you did, some of you didn't. Guys, this is the future. Let's say I'm an NFL player, but I don't make 10 mil a year and I don't have a private chef and I don't have a mindset coach, right? The mindset coach, we had Zoom in here. He's working for the Commanders and the Dolphins, charging tens of thousands of dollars an hour. You can't afford him, right? Can you afford free 99? This isn't going to be as good as a nutritionist or a private chef or a mindset coach, but I bet we can get this 90% as good and it's free. So maybe I'm a backup in the NFL that's on a $1 million contract. I can't afford the best coaching. I could use this to get really good coaching for free, and so could you. But I'm going to preface this, like everything we do in leadership class, by telling you, you can build an AI chatbot to give you customized sleep recommendations and nutrition and workout plans. It does no good until you do the work. And to learn from leadership class, you got to walk out of the class and do one thing that you're going to get from this. So here's what I challenge you to do. It's going to ask you some questions. You pick an area, and just like you would talk to somebody you hired to be your nutritionist, your dietitian, your mindset coach, and just tell it like, man, you know what? I'm trying to get faster for track because I'm a sprinter, but what should I do with my sleep and my nutrition? And it's just a conversation back and forth. You might get something great, you might not. It's an experiment, but what we're gonna do is use this to get personalized feedback and then say, when we walk out of this class, what's one thing I'm gonna do work on? Because to learn from leadership class, you gotta leave the class.